I thought Keith and the Girl, Keith Miley. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. I'm going to play for you the last episode I did with Rod Morrow last week on Keith and the Girl. If you don't know what this is, it's in your VIP package, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. Take a look at that. I think you're going to dig it. All these spinoff episodes, all the every single show we ever did since March of 2005, it's all right there, including this episode going over what happened the week before. If you don't know Keith and the Girl VIP, do yourself the favor, quite frankly. Try it out for free. Use code FREETRIAL. Okay, keithandthegirl.com/VIP, free trial. I think you're going to dig it. Here's an example of what's there.
Hey, welcome to last week on Keith and the Guys.
Oh,
that's right. It's been a big old sausage fest around these parts for a while, and I miss him though. Okay, and I miss the ladies and the women's and the folks. I'm your host Rod for last week, and this is also a sausage fest because Karen's not on the mic. It's just me and Keith giving you dude bro stuff. Guys, make sure you look into our sponsor, multivitamins and man pills. All right, testosterone, we're giving that away
for those shows being so manly and tough. They sure do take a lot of supplements.
They really do. They're really calling their audience a bitch, right? Like, oh, you need some testosterone to be listening to this because you ain't got none.
I think we covered everything medically. The brain, man, brain,
right?
Okay,
don't forget dude wipes. Okay, you gotta. We don't even wipe our ass the same way women do because we're so fucking tough.
This is for your brain. This is for your muscles. This is for your penis. Now go out there and be yourself.
Yeah,
you're exactly. A man.
You're good enough. Sign up for Alpha Dog class. But I'm going to take all you beta cucks and teach you how to be a real man by giving me money. But of course, Keith Malley is here. What's up, Keith?
Yes, I'm doing all right. Good to see you.
You too, bro.
Working on about to go live next week on Keith and the Girl. And I got a second monitor.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
20 years later, I think I earned it.
You're looking at the bank account. I think we can afford one now.
I did before in the past. I had at least two monitors in the past. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think when we moved from one studio to another, I didn't need it or it crapped out. And then I got a nice bigger one. But I was talking to somebody that said they have three monitors, and I'm like, you know what? I miss the days of the monitors. Now I'm going to have two monitors, and having to take over what Hemda did, I don't know, working on one list with another list. It is a pain in the ass on one monitor. Yeah. It's 2024. It's Keith Malley's year. We covered that. It is not the worst thing somebody could do than to be in my orbit. And I think I'm ready for two monitors again.
Yeah, you got soundboards. You got
I got
monitors,
soundboards. I
video.
Got video. I got look at this. See this thing. This is like a 2 terabyte external drive. It's the size of a keychain.
Right.
How it's that's going to help the show? I don't know, but it's so small and yet so big. This
and
is the year.
It probably costs like $4 now. It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy. Every time I go shopping for something, I'm always like, I've been lugging my porn around in this fucking hard drive. I could have just put this on a keychain.
Right.
I don't know what I was doing.
That's crazy.
Of course, we are, as always, sponsored. And we're going to get into last week and all the shenanigans that happened. But let me give a shout out to our sponsor. Today's Last Week is brought to you by A24 Films.
Yes.
Ending things is hard. I think we all know that. No one has time for all that shit. In a world where we are constantly inundated with content, just I'm behind on every show. Maybe we make some movies where you skip the third act. All right. Hey, you didn't see nothing. We didn't say nothing. Get up. You leave. Your friend don't know what happened at the end and they did stay. Leave the theater early. Act like you didn't. A24. When close enough is good enough. A24. We make movies.
Kinda.
Yeah.
We buy movies. A24, we buy movies cheap before they're done being written.
Yeah. We make 3/4 of movies.
I'm not done with the movie production company. It's like, yeah. That's why we're not going to pay you a decent amount.
Right.
But you don't have to worry about it anymore.
The good news is, got your movie made.
Yeah.
You know?
Your movie's done. In fact, it's done. At the end of this lunch, your movie's in theaters.
Yeah.
I didn't even give you the script. You nodded.
You got any other half of ideas? Because we'll take that too. This whole idea
right now is a half a demon idea. Yeah. And boom, it's a movie.
Those motherfuckers and Blumhouse.
Yeah.
Blumhouse also does the same bullshit. Except they get away with it because it's horror. Oh.
Right.
It doesn't have to make sense because it's spook. Oh, wasn't that weird at the end, everyone? No, it wasn't weird. It was just fucking lazy. I hate those movies.
Do you see now that if you look at a movie made by A24, it says genre. The genre is A24.
Yes.
It's not horror. It's not thriller. It's not drama. It's A24.
I think that's what the 24 stands for, is 24 hours. That's how much time you get to work on it. And then they're done. Like, whatever you can get done in 24 hours, that's the movie.
Just like what's up? It's like I just saw Catherine Heller's show for the first time live, Infinite Wrench. And it's very clever. It's hard to explain. It's quirky. It's these minute plays, and they do like 30 of them in an hour, whatever the math is. But if they didn't get it done at the end of the hour, they have to go, like, we can't even finish the last line, even if that would take you home. This is A24's rules.
Yes.
And the clock struck. It's like, well, no, Tom Cruise actually is a neighbor of mine, and he's going to, nope, the end. It's called integrity, and you have 24 hours for this project. Next time, just a lesson, start with Tom Cruise.
Right. It's like when you take a standardized test and they're just like, well, that's 60 minutes and it doesn't matter what section you're on. You're done.
Right.
All right. Oh, man. What a
I just tried to watch Zone of Interest. It depends where you read it. The Zone. I think their poster says Zone of Interest, but then you start the movie, it says The Zone of Interest. And I'm like, you guys, A24 didn't even allow you to finish the fucking artwork. They don't give a shit what you
Close
think.
Close enough.
Right. This movie, it's about this head Nazi living literally right next door. Like, there's a fence right there in his yard to a concentration camp that he's in charge of.
Damn.
This, for th- it sound like there's going to be a lot of screams and nervousness. And
yeah.
What are we doing after all? Nothing has happened for 30 minutes when I bowed out. The first five minutes, the words The Zone of Interest comes on screen with, I guess, haunting music, then goes black, and then you're just staring at black, where I thought I had paused by accident, but I'm like, oh, no, I wouldn't be hearing the sound. At least 5 minutes. Then a total of 30 minutes that I saw, you just see like a prisoner being treated like a slave, walking into the master's house and doing his boots and things like this. And I guess I'm supposed to see the dichotomy, but you know what? The Nazi house, they don't look so happy either, quite frankly. And and I'm like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit? Yeah. You made a concentration camp boring. I hear screams in the background, but I've seen this before.
Right. Maybe they should have called it Zone of Mild Interest. You know, then you know when you're coming into it, like, oh, it's just kind of interesting, but not, you're not going to be interested the whole time.
Call it ZZZ zone. You know, this is a snooze fest for it being the war.
I haven't seen that one yet. There's certain genres, and I know it's not fair to these genres, but there's certain genres of movies now where I'm just like, and then we do everything.
Right.
You know, hey, like, we got another World War II movie. I think we did it, right?
Where'd they hide him this time?
Right. Like, oh, guys, we got another Pearl Harbor thing. We did Pearl Harbor. Right. That was the one. It feels like when they made two asteroid movies in the same summer. It's like, that's it. No more asteroid movies.
This time Japan attacks from the West.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Remix.
Yeah, I did I do take these A24 movies personally. And when Zone of Interest started, it pops up A24. I'm like, great.
Oh, that's the worst when you like when they got you.
Right. And I know this is coming from Newsy's Q&A where he was recommending Dream Scenario. And I said, what can I tell you? It's a pain. It's a piece of shit. And then it got into how good A24 movies are. And they're not. They are so bad. And once in a blue moon, they get their thing. Like, what was the last one? Everywhere, all the time, all the things. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And, okay, but you know, that's like saying, I don't know how it got in that mix, because that movie was done, that movie did cost money. It's like saying Pulp Fiction was an independent film. It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it's the same. Yeah.
Also, like, I'm on their wiki right now. Of course they got some hits. They buy 50 movies a day. Yeah. It's impossible for them not to have hits. I'm still fucking scrolling. I haven't even got to 2020 yet. It's just so many movies every fucking year. I can't be impressed by this. Sorry.
Agreed.
A24. But I appreciate y'all sending me the screeners so I can see them for free. And I don't have to ever feel like I got ripped off in the theater. You only took my time. That's all. My money.
When I stopped Zone of Interest, then I tell myself I actually gained an hour and a half in my life. And I wonder what I'm going to do with that.
Keith Math. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
speaking of Keith Math, I do have a quick question before we get to the shows.
Yes.
Any more emails from Sadia since? Because I feel like you were getting a lot of emails and then we haven't heard much since.
There has not been more emails from Sadia. She was on that Diamond Dogs episode fairly recently in your VIP package. Then she did send more emails. And you could see those emails under Mallory Jane's picture of the show that they were on, just because that's when the timing came up. Right. Then she was in a chat and tried to be, I don't know, wily. And then we're just like, hey, you're a bore, shut the fuck up, you're insane. And then that she couldn't believe that was so shocking, and that seemed to be the end of it.
Okay, all right, well, we're on the wall right now. We'll see what happens.
But, my dad wrote,
What?
Oh my goodness!
For the solar eclipse?
That's a good guess. That is a good Sun. Guess.
But it's S-U-N.
Right.
Sun.
You know what? These are very, very recent.
Wow! Breaking news!
Breaking news.
I love to break news on last week. This is why I do this. The studio artist is going bananas.
All right. So this is from my dad. This was on April 7th. Oh, this was just yesterday. This is April 8th today. Son. Okay. So. Jesus Christ. All right. There's no subject. And then in the body, he writes the subject in all caps. Sunday of St. Thomas. He's talking about doubting Thomas, who said Jesus isn't coming back. And Jesus said, hey, dipshit, I'm back. Okay. He's like, oh, fuck. And then Jesus says, hey, put your fingers in these holes in my from the nails. And then Thomas is like, well, we're good. Yeah. Hi. He's like, nah, come on, touch him. Poke my side, you piece of shit. And Thomas is like, nah, I don't got to do that. He's like, nah, I think you got to do it. I think you gotta get finger fuck my wrists. I think that's what you have to do now. Still that? Nah, I'm good. All right, thank you. You're the best. So sorry. So this is my dad's in here. Now, I have been in these mass emails. We understand why, of course. The dad emails book at keithandthegirl.com/dad. You can see everything I'm talking about. Sunday of St. Thomas, quote, come Thomas. And put your finger into the holes in my hands and your fist into my side and be believing, not unbelieving. End quote. Quote, my Lord, my divine one. End quote. And I'm back in the family business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, did you miss these? Because this isn't the same as like a response to the book or... You know, another dad email. This feels more like a, I don't know, like a Mike Kaplan monthly check-in.
I did get before these, like some random one about, I know there's one about God. And I said, well, does God know you're a gaslighting piece of shit? And I sent that to the whole family. Then he sent one, not religious wise, that was about all the gold that was, right. You know, that he's going to get a percentage of. And he's like, mm-hmm. how this times this times this, the whatever, however you measure gold times the amount of money per ounce. And then it equals $16 trillion. And then he goes, meaning that's what the Malleys would have. And he's like, is it so funny now? And I'm like, I just said all this shit. First of all, I didn't fight for the house. That was real. Right. This gold isn't real. You think I'm going to fight for that? And everything I just shat on you about trying to fuck my ex-wife, that will, I guess we'll let that go if I'm, because I would want a piece of this gold. You fucking weirdo. So, so I think after one of the, you know, the God ones, I was willing to say, hey, Dad, this isn't about God. It's about you. Fuck off. Quit trying to act like to the other siblings like we're cool. That's what this is. I think so much time went by and he's like, wow, he really isn't talking to me. He didn't go to the funeral. He, you know, because I'd be there, you know, me being Dad.
Right.
He's not responding to anything in any way. So based on it, my dad's one that says this phrase, I hate it, based on your logic. So I picture him going, well, based on this logic of Keith not writing, now I can write and include everybody and he won't be able to write back if he's not writing. I did.
what'd you?
I did write back.
Doubting Keith.
And then so this is to everybody. I wrote, and then Thomas tried to gaslight Jesus and said, Jesus, I never said any such thing as to doubt you. And Jesus said, I have it in black and white right here. And Thomas responded, there is more which you do not know that I haven't told you. To that, Jesus said, like what? And Thomas responded, that is not for me to say. And scene. Send.
Love it. Has he responded yet?
Okay. So then my brother Ken, who just tries to make like...
He wants everything to be peace.
He wants everything to be peace. And he's like, I think... But like, even if this could go somewhere because I'm engaging.
Right.
Then let it go somewhere, Ken.
Right.
What are you trying to add to something to be cute? Like it's going to, you know... I know that's the only reason he wrote so fast. I know it. He wrote, I don't know if I there was any gaslighting, but he definitely... So right now I'm pissed off.
Right, yeah. Because sorry,
I think
I'm pissed off for you, but not because of the family stuff. I'm pissed off because I hate people that punch jokes down.
Yes.
Like punch... Yes and. Not right. No, but you just killed the premise of my joke, which was funny. Who right. the fuck cares about this new version of the joke that's not funny you're making?
Right. Sorry. Right. And also, there's a heaviness to that where I'm telling your father to fuck off.
Right.
Let all of this soak.
Yeah. You know what? You're allowed to say fuck you, too. Like, you can hop in and be like, yeah, right. And fuck you. That's what you can add.
I don't. this has been read. Send. You could do that. Scene. Yes. Right. Scene.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any gaslighting, Ken said, but he definitely made Thomas feel self-conscious for asking because he never did put his fingers in the holes to see if they were real. What does that have to do with anything? Are you just trying to keep the, are you trying to get away from the me saying the fuck you, Dad? For a second, I even took the time to be like, he's being clever, like, so in this case, which one's supposed to feel self-conscious? Dad? Me? Thomas?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, it's like you just needed to say something.
Yes, I think that's what it is, yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, come on.
And then so then my dad answers, but of course he's going to skip the original because now you have right. an excuse now to blah, blah, blah. Right, now he can
talk to Ken like you didn't say shit.
Right. True, but I guess it was obvious, my dad said. So about Thomas, why didn't he put his fingers?
Speaking of gaslighting, let me participate in something.
Right.
What Ken did, what Keith did not happen. None of one saw that. Now, Ken, you're making some sense.
After all, nothing prevented Thomas from taking him up on the offer, was there? So now Dad's Jesus. I guarantee that somehow.
Yeah. Like, oh, absolutely. Furthermore, yeah, you're doubting Thomas.
Right. Furthermore, each time after the resurrection, when our Savior appeared in that enclosed room where the apostles were hiding, he did so even though the doors were closed and locked. Oh, every time he showed up, he just appeared?
I didn't know this news. Is that even in there, or he just threw that in?
Furthermore, each time after the resurrection, when our Savior appeared in that enclosed room, I think it's called a room, where the apostles were hiding, he did so even though the doors were closed and locked. He's saying each time, but maybe just one time, the Doubting Thomas time, like, hey, assholes, I'm here. Or did he do a reverse Batman every single meeting? Behind you, it's like, motherfucker, guys, look everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I blinked. Like, they're in Freddy Krueger movies or something. Like, oh, sorry, it must have zoned out.
He's like, what time is it? They look at their watches, and he's off of smoke, he's gone.
It's 6:66.
Yeah, son of a bitch, he's good.
Did you ever consider the transformation of these apostles from being scared of their own shadows? Were they all pussies? I didn't know that. To proclaiming his divinity to the point of knowing that in doing so, it is going to lead to their excruciating death in a variety of different ways, question mark?
I would say they weren't scared of their own shadows as much as they were scared of the death that they later would get. So they probably had some legitimate you know, if you kill the Savior, those are legitimate reasons for me, his homeboy, to go hot. I think, why you gotta call them pussies? What did they do?
Did you ever consider that? So they used to be scared of their own shadows, apparently. Then, but his word, the word,
is
so important that they were willing to risk their lives to do that. So that must prove Christianity is real. Yeah. What that has to do with anything, who knows?
Jesus was breaking and entering and busting up on his homies like, damn. You know, the first time he showed up, he had to like fuck with him a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, y'all just gonna leave me for dead? Look what they did to my hands.
Right. Right.
Touch it. Go ahead, man. Donald Tommy wouldn't touch it. Go ahead.
Do you want to go out and get something to eat, Jesus? You must be starving. Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about your... Let me guess. The last breakfast. Fuck you.
What? Anybody say Judas? Where's that motherfucker?
Right. I do like... You've heard this joke, right? Like, I will kiss this Jesus Christ on the lips. And the Roman guard is like, yeah, or you could just point him out. Judas is putting on chapstick. Don't tell me how to do my job.
Yeah, I got it, baby. All right.
And then Ken wrote. Nobody else. Everybody else knows not to write.
Right, Ken.
If they don't want to be part of it. You know what I mean?
Not reading the room.
And it's not like I'm ruining this beautiful Thomas talk that the other siblings wanted to have.
I mean, everyone else deleted this email the second they got it. They don't know anything else happened.
If he's appearing... Oh, so Ken wrote this. Excuse me. If he's appearing inside the rooms with locked doors, then I'd say all the more it's not at all obvious and Thomas should have gone through with it. Who cares? Because this sounds more like a vision than it does a Jesus that came back to life but kept the holes he had in his body for storytelling effect, but also perfectly healed the holes since there's no sign of blood anywhere. Also, Keith and Dad are talking. I'd like the record to so reflect. Now, here's the thing. There's also a little more, but this is like me. I feel like Ken's saying it to me, unless he's really saying it to the rest of the whole family. Like, look, see. But anyway, Ken always said I would talk to him again. Ken knew I'd be at that funeral, and I'm like, I don't think I'm ever. And I've said this on the show. I don't think I'm ever going to talk to him again. And then this came in yesterday, where I'm like, no, fuck you. I don't know. Is that my integrity? I'll do whatever the fuck I want with my dad anytime I fucking want to.
This is
good that this is how we're talking. This is helpful.
It's a weird gotcha,
right?
Number one, like, gotcha on the technicality. He, you said excuse me, and he, when you walked past him, and that counts.
And it wasn't even that. We still haven't talked to each other.
I was gonna say, technically, he's talking to Ken,
right?
Y'all haven't, until he directly responds to you. You have not talked to each other, and fuck you is kind of a weird thing to count as talking to each other. I think Ken's getting a little weird.
I thought maybe that's how Saudi was. Like, I'm like, fuck off. It's like,
right.
Fuck. Ooh. Yeah, there was more. There was off.
A conversation, you say?
So, yeah. Also, Keith and Dad are talking. I'd like the record to so reflect. Dad, I'll bet Keith could tell you how to publish your book on Kindle.
What is Ken? Ken's having... You know what? Actually, now, Ken's kind of winning me to his side. And I only mean then... I do this sometimes. It's y'all's fight. Now I'm Bugs Bunny. I'm having my own thing over here. It has nothing to do with you guys. I can see how from his side, this is very entertaining.
It's got to be deliberate, right? He's got to be making jokes. Oh,
absolutely. Okay. He's being a dick. I've done this plenty of times where I'm good. Like, oh, you fuckers are mad. Well...
Right.
It's ride time.
And then my dad started a whole new email, but to all of us also, so that we don't see the me writing right. Like the doubting Thomas and
this
gaslighting.
Thread didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Ken, for the record, but to all of us, including me, Ken, for the record, as of now, I am sorry to say that my son Keith is hardly communicating respectfully with his father. If he...
But he left
I gave
you
my
on
dad the emails, dad emails book. You don't think I gave it to some of my siblings?
Right.
And you don't think they all know about it?
Right. Also, he left you on the email chain.
Right.
So he wants you to see
yes.
his lies.
Right. I am sorry to say that my son, he's hoping in some way, like a sibling goes, are you not communicating respectfully?
Right.
Like, based on your logic. Right. You are not. Ken, for the record, as of now, I'm sorry to say that my son Keith is hardly communicating respectfully with his father. If he really wanted us to work together on projects. Oh, my God.
Well, so he
doesn't really want to. Work together on projects, does
but it? But you put that in the note to with that came with the book. We finally worked together.
We finally worked together.
So he's like, Keith. Oh, if you really want to work on projects, that was not serious.
At the end of the dad emails, it's book. There's emails of us back and forth, you know, after everything's clear. And I'm like, all this and what is this bullshit? And we can't talk until you at least acknowledge this and blah, blah, blah. Love Keith. And he goes, if you truly love me, I'm like, what the fuck about the other words that were real? The love was kind of sarcastic, I think, is safe to say.
Oh, man.
If he really wanted us to work together on projects, is a most strange way of going about it. No, Kenneth, semicolon. Although, God, what's not a grammar Nazi. Mm-hmm. But you think you're into grammar in a big way, but you really fuck it up. It's like if the Three Stooges ran a concentration camp.
Yeah. He's like a grammar pretend Nazi.
Right. No comma, Kenneth, semicolon. Like, just because you're adding bullshit doesn't mean you're smart.
Parentheses, Ken.
It's like if you look at a big math problem or something, and then the teacher's like, what's this? And then you realize, oh, it's only fourth grade math, so it's really just a denomination. Yeah. It should be just two.
Yeah, 4 + 4 = 8. All right, so I can take these parentheses out.
Right. And, no, Kenneth, although I am certain he could help me in the publishing process, such as like presuming that the moon is only 1 foot away from the Earth.
Oh, okay.
Dot, dot.
Solar eclipse.
Dot, dot. By the way, speaking of Three Stooges.
Two dots?
Two dots.
Not three.
Not just two. But right. The semicolons and the M dashes and P dashes. I don't know what he's up to. you know that saying, like presuming that the moon is only 1 foot away from the Earth.
Dot, dot. Yeah, we all say
And then he sends it, and then he reads about the solar eclipse today, and he's like, oh, that would have been a good one. As if one would stare at the sun per earlier they were told not to and it didn't honor their elders' wishes and now are blind. Dot, dot. Oh, my God. That's where we're at right now. That's the end of that.
Wow. He's a good guy, you know. We'd love to see it. If he would have put one more dot, he could have said it was a solar ellipses.
Hello.
He's not that clever.
Anytime I told a joke, my dad's like, I see what you did there. And I'm like, hey, yeah. I feel like you don't,
did
then.
You? Yeah. Like your dad is A24.
Right.
His whole life is just A24.
He was cheap.
Yeah. He had a lot of pennies when he went to the movies, and that's how he purchased movie tickets.
So what's your question? More emails from Sadia? No.
Yeah, so, all right. So, Gerald, oh, man, too bad, you know? Maybe after this, we'll get some.
Well, you know, isn't that funny? When God closes a door, he opens a window.
And he don't come in either way because they're both closed.
Right.
And no one knows how he got in the fucking room. Right. That's so petty of Jesus to die and come back doing magic tricks and shit.
My dad, what's that? What was that movie? Is it 224 or something like that? It's the horror movie where this dude is stuck in a hotel based on some Stephen King short story. And you can tell, these short stories are supposed to be short, not two-hour movies. Yeah. But anyway, this guy can't leave a hotel room, and the devil keeps, throwing shit into the room. I'm picturing, my doors are locked, my computer's off, my phone's in the toilet, and somehow there's a fax machine I never saw in the corner. There's sons! What the
fuck? No! Oh, man. Well, that was outrageous. But what else is outrageous? Minimum rage.
Uh-oh. What's happening out there?
Chipotle guacamole dispute ends in gunfire.
Well, you got to pay extra.
The Glock is extra, as I said on Twitter. A dispute over guacamole at a Chipotle location on Friday evening ended with gunfire, leaving one employee injured. The incident took place at a location for the popular fast casual Mexican restaurant in Southfield, Michigan. And we call it Mexican. Feels like a stretch. A suburb of around 76,000 situated just... Okay, someone needed an article.
Oh my goodness. There is many different terrain in these great United States.
The temperature was 76 degrees. According to witnesses who spoke with Fox 2 News, at approximately 6:50 p.m. local time, shouting erupted in the store, purportedly from an argument between a customer and an employee over guacamole, which the chain allows customers to add to dishes for an extra fee.
Okay.
At some point during the dispute, gunfire broke out with the customer opening fire, hitting an employee.
If I had to say there's an extra fee for anything...
scared.
First of all, I'm just bringing in change from home. All right, I'll take care of your extra fees. Or I hold up a tin tray in front of my face. That's extra. Sorry, that's extra.
Yeah, I'm flinching.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always do feel bad when I go to Chipotle or something, and I'm like, I'll take some guacamole. I feel bad that I'm asking them for it because they have to tell me it's extra, and I completely understand. Like part of me wants to be like, bitch, I got the $2. But also I'm like, yeah, you probably get shot at like three times a day over this. So yeah.
I'll pay for extra guacamole.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I'll take the extra guacamole for the extra amount of money.
I hold up $2 bills and I'm like, yeah. I'll take the extra guacamole.
I actually got a t-shirt, no joke, that says the guac is extra and so am I. I think I'm just wearing it every time I go to Chipotle. I'm like, I'm in on it, guys. You don't even need to say.
Yeah, I need teenagers to tell angry, probably drunk adults, you owe me more. You know what that's like? It's like if I was, I made a joke about this in my first book, I remember, but this is what these fast food places are like in that regard, where, somebody goes, I'll take a Coke and as a waiter, and I go, yeah, you have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Yeah, you have to, I'm going to bring that to you, you have to pay for it. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you have to because it costs money. All right.
Just so we.
Yeah, somebody's gonna shoot you. Somebody's gonna shoot you in the fucking face.
Yeah, no surprises.
It's a little condescending.
Yeah, it's also weird too because Chipotle is what you eat when things fail through. Right. You know, it's not. You don't wake up in the morning like fuck a Chipotle day. It's always like, everything is closed or. So, things didn't go right in life. I mean, fucking Chipotle. And so, yeah, you come in wanting to shoot someone, and then the guac is extra.
Yeah.
You broke, bitch. It's okay.
And then I see you didn't ask the person in a suit in front of me. You didn't tell them it's extra.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just, they have a witness statement in here. I love having fun with the witness statements. Let's have a little fun. I was just eating a bowl and I heard shouting. Now I looked over and they're arguing. Witness Thomas Huber told the local.
Why don't you give your address, Thomas Huber?
I'm saying idiot. I've seen everything and I can't wait to testify. And I eat here every day at the same time. All right.
And then I go back to the trash heap on 30th.
Right. One of the workers went to the back. I don't know why. And then when he was in the back, the customer walked around the counter, tried to grab his food and put it in a bag. Then the employee came back and they started fighting. And then we heard a gunshot and just ran out quick as we could.
Picture my dad being a quote witness. Well, oh, first, man. After gentleman number one, oh, that side of the restaurant has nothing to do with anything. Well, it might. He pushed his chair in as if to say, I'm done with my meal. Gave me a knowing smile that I'm an educated man. And then proceeded to leave.
He definitely would also make himself a role in the dispute of trying to be a peacemaker or something.
Yes, you know? Yes, yes.
He couldn't have just sat there scared like all of us would have done. He had to. And I said, "Are you sure you would like to shoot this man?"
So they I separated what I understand are the Bloods and the Crips, and I separated them. But then I had a feeling, a son of mine was being out of line, and I couldn't concentrate, and so they shot each other.
I told the Bloods and the Crips about the story of Doubting Thomas.
And anyway, they put holes into each other.
Yeah, they put holes in hands, feet, a lot of holes. So I don't think they understood. The 21-year-old employee injured in the dispute was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment and was reported by the Southfield Police Department to be in stable condition after sustaining a wound to their leg. The suspect, a 31-year-old Detroit man, whose identity has not yet been disclosed, so I don't know the race, but we all know you can't spell Detroit without DEI. But he was not disclosed by local law enforcement. He was slightly delayed in fleeing the scene and did not seem to drive off with expediency.
There's no, what's the hurry?
I already shot the motherfucker. I don't think I'm going to have to shoot anyone else.
Right. Schwarzenegger didn't shoot the bad guy and then start running.
You're right. It was not, that's not why it's called the Running Man. Right. Okay. He's like opening up his Chipotle to make sure. Okay, yeah, the guac is in there. All right. You guys have a good one. Y'all got any spoons? I mean,
500 spoons are thrown at him. Just yeah. One, guys.
All right, guys, calm down. The shooting's already happened, guys. There's nothing we can do from this point on. He took his time. Oh, this is a different witness. All right. He took his time getting
where was
out.
This? I'm sorry. Where was this again?
This was where we start at.
Well, I'm just curious.
Michigan. About Southfield, Michigan.
Okay, I just wanted to understand how Michigan's talk.
I feel like this accent all people have in America.
I see.
This accent. Like, the South gets it bad, but if you drive 5 miles outside of New York, I feel like they got it.
Right, right. Okay, I feel you.
Like, hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah, like, no, that's right. Good. Yeah, that's good.
All right, but you know what? Let's make this guy's Michael. Let's mix it up. Let's make him different. Let's
okay.
All right. He took his time getting out, probably 30 seconds after opening fire. I was in my car and I saw him just walking down to his car, close the door, and just drive off. He didn't speed off for anything. It was weird to see.
Okay, all right.
And
I mean, it's a big state, you know,
it's a lot of different,
everybody comes from everywhere. Yeah,
exactly. We don't know. The unnamed suspect was taken into police custody shortly after fleeing the scene. The Chipotle location was closed to the public after police arrived. I like how it was open before, though. Mm-hmm. If you're in line, stay in line. Just walk around the blood and the spoons. It's going to be fine. Oh, cops are here, guys. We got closed in 10 minutes. We'll wait outside. The gunfire... then they said gunfire nearly broke out at a Philadelphia Chipotle in September 2021. I hate when they do this.
Right.
This ain't got nothing to do with the story, man. Just,
right. Other things, yeah. Other places with particularly the same weather.
Right. Yeah. You're just trying to capitalize on some extra paragraphs.
Right.
Nah.
And this is a bad thing that happened for sure.
Right.
Take care.
Other people who were shot, Martin Luther King.
The end.
JFK. See you tomorrow on KLV TV. All right. Let's get into these episodes. All right. We got two episodes and one Q&A.
Yes.
And of course, last week.
Yes.
Episode 3804, The Craft with Brother Love.
Yes.
Was he an asshole?
Not to live with, for me. No, he's we like Brother Love. Yeah, I've known him for almost two decades now. Easily. Yeah. And yeah, good guy, honest guy, you know. Sad hearing different things about the music business, but yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting to me.
It's also like he's still a working musician. After all this time, I mean, you've known him for so long. I feel like he's like a part of Keith and the Girl. And then like moving to Memphis, which is like music central. Moving to Nashville, which is like country music central or live white people music central.
Right.
Memphis more black people music central. But like it feels like he's gone on the whole journey in his life. And it was kind of cool listening to him catch up about his dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's still being his dad and still being strong, going strong.
Yeah.
lots of tornado talk.
That's crazy. It's scary stuff. I'm sitting there. Did you feel the earthquake? But these motherfuckers in Nashville, they got shit to be worried about.
Yeah, it's like the tornado hit the same building in the same place. Like, what the move?
Yeah, they find out that like. In that building, like people were having gay sex in that particular corner,
just right there. Yeah, turns out that Pat Robertson had a point. We were sorry, Pat.
Two things could be true.
Yeah,
one, you're a charlatan. B, God did make rules.
Yeah, God does hate the gays. You're right; it's in there. But I feel like the tornado talk preceded the earthquake, and maybe that's what made the earthquake hit your area.
The fucking algorithm. Mm-hmm. What a coincidence. I'm talking about tornadoes. The ring, ring. I'm woken out of bed.
Were you talking about it close to your phone? Because that's what happens.
It's crazy. Have you been in an earthquake before?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to sound dismissive because I know people die of this shit, but the one that hit us wasn't shit.
Right.
So it's like my earthquake experience, I feel like I don't even want to count it. I was at a job looking out the window at some ducks and I felt the fucking thing shaking. I went, fuck was that? And everyone was like, oh my God, I think that was an earthquake. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's it? like, do we need to leave the building? Like, is something going to happen? Like, a car alarm didn't even go off. Like, that.
All right. Rod, if anybody asked you, it was scary shit.
Yeah. And then you go on like social media and the people that live in California, they're down. They're like, you bitches, you're scared, right. Huh? You bitch. And I'm like, I'm not scared. And I kind of think less of you now.
I did. It was so it woke me up. And then I'm like, you know, and I'm kind of, I don't know, jumped up kind of on all fours, I guess, on the bed. And I'm like, you don't know if it's real. At the same time, I think a truck hit the building. But then I got up into the living room. And it kept going. So it went for like, I don't know, easily 5-6 seconds. And where I'm like, is this real? What the fuck is going on? Am I having a heart attack? I can stand? That was it. And then, of course, in New York City, everybody asks if you felt it. And sometimes people don't know when you're done with the conversation.
Man,
a stranger's just repeating themselves. You felt it inside, but everybody outside didn't know what inside people were talking about when they left the building. I'm like, okay, I hear you. And then inside they felt it. No, I hear you. And then outside they didn't know what was happening. I hear you.
Story of my life.
It's like they're almost adding that Middle Eastern so that you can't get in a word. They're like, and inside they felt the tornado. Outside, I'm like, I'm just trying to say, take care of yourself. You could see me walking backwards, like the Homer Simpson meme. How do I get out of this? Can we have another one? And then I just run.
Dude, I appreciate brevity, even if it's awkward. Like the other day, we were coming in the store. We had our Hornets stuff on. We come from the Hornets game, and this other couple, they're Charlotte Checkers fans, which is our local hockey team. And they were leaving and they see us and we see them and they go, Hornets. And I go, Checkers. And then it got like super quiet and they just kept walking. I went, that was perfect.
Right.
Like I wish I could have high-fived him or something. Like, you fuck right. me. Y'all get it. Listen, I don't give a fuck about the Checkers. You don't really care about the Hornets.
Right.
I'm from Charlotte. That's it. But yeah, we need more of that, less of this shit. But yeah, same thing. We had the earthquake. Everyone was in our, because I was at work. Everyone in my job was like, oh, you feel it? We all felt it at the same time. There's nothing to say. Unless we're just going to leave. Can we go home? Can we go home? No? Well, then I guess it's not a fucking emergency. Also, we talked about Brother Love trademark. I had forgotten the Diddy Brother Love era.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't mind. He'll walk around anywhere whistling, humming, peeing. The bathroom's a big one. You know if that's taken or not.
Yeah.
And so we called him P. Diddy's.
Yeah. But I, you know what's funny? I've never not called that man Puff Daddy. Like, he's, right. You don't get to have all the names, man. Like, it's too, you were changing it like every 3 years. And that's when we should have known he was running from something. Because who the fuck that famous needs to be known by something new all the time? Like, same thing with Kanye. All these motherfuckers, they're like, nah. Now it's, yeah, okay. Because then when they go, P. Diddy rape me, you're going to be like, I don't know who the fuck P. Diddy is. Right. Brother Love would never do that. Sound like some real Puff Daddy shit you talking about, shooting people in the face at the club. But yeah, man, that was kind of hairy. And I never knew that wrestling anecdote.
Yeah.
Which is funny, man, that don't go into wrestling, I won't go into music. It's like, well, I was never going into wrestling, so right. Fucking safe, bro.
But I do love Brother Love's idea.
Yes.
Get the wrestler Brother Love out of retirement, and they both put on a fake match, and there's musical instruments all on the side of the ring that they can fake break over each other's heads. I think that'd be cool.
I think they should, and I think the Brother Love wrestler should have to play music badly to start, and then Brother Love is wrestling badly. I see why you guys didn't have a problem with the trademark.
Like, then you got to make them both win, right? So he's got to win as a wrestler because that wouldn't make any sense. But then maybe he trips on something. Brother Love puts his foot on the guy's stomach and strums something.
Yeah. That would be dope. Yeah. plays drums on his head. you brought up Easter porn. I don't know who's in charge of the porn in America, but I just want to send a slight shout out. I appreciate that they always remember the holidays. I don't know what their deal is. Like, who's scheduling that? You know, now that you're doing both parts of the show,
right?
Scheduling is hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like they shoot the porn the day of. So, like, they filmed some Easter Bunny shit like 3 weeks ago to be like, Easter Bunny stepmoms, man. We gotta don't forget.
It gets crazy. But then, like, let's say somebody's in charge of, scheduling, remembering the holidays. You think someone's like, let's say, Chad, Mother's Day's coming up. Easy. Easy. Just acknowledge it this time.
Yeah, man, gotta film seven scenes. The other thing that's weird about that, too, is I always notice they never acknowledge the racial holidays. So, like, they not like Mother's Day, Easter, which you think would be pretty fucking sacred, controversial.
Right.
Christmas, you know, Valentine's, all that shit. But, like, not a Juneteenth, you know, like, black.com's not doing, like, a Juneteenth situation. I'm like, I don't know how to feel about it. It's probably the right call. But it just feels like if you cared, maybe you do. Let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens.
Is that the name of a porn site? Black.com?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
hold on. I'm logging in right now. It says find.
Oh, you already have a password?
No, it says point to the three boxes of grits.
Okay.
But I don't know. But it's hanging over.
Yes.
I don't know. I think I'm out of this one.
Oh man, yeah. It's the captcha is like a name three DeBarge brothers. Like, I'll never get this. But yeah, it's funny. They never do the black ones. No MLK Day porn. They do St. Patrick's Day. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know why I wrote Jesus did have holes in his palms. Oh, because Easter porn. Never mind.
Would you like to put your fingers in my... No!
No, Jesus!
I get it, you were dead, so you're extra horny, but...
Right. What are you doing in there for 3 days?
Right. You're just edging for 3 days? I'm not putting my fingers inside you.
Lizzo didn't really quit. She then put out a statement the next day that said she quits negativity.
Yeah, I don't got all day to figure out your jokes. Fuck you. I did the news. I'm not going back.
Yeah, that's weirder.
Yeah.
In my head, what happened is she really did want to quit.
I think so,
too. And then she put that post out, and then like 75 people whose checks depend on Lizzo called her like, right. The fuck are you doing? You can't quit. You got 6 albums.
Right. You didn't let me finish. I quit quitting.
Yeah. I never quit on myself. Is that what does that word? What does that mean?
I quit on the haters. I thought that was Claire when I said, fuck this bitch, I'm out.
Right. Her next statement was like, I quit the negativity. I'm like, don't act like we should have understood. It's you.
He also said, I am literally getting onto I-80 right now. Fuck yous all.
Yeah, exactly. I won't be at my concerts.
I meant the I-80, the I-80 in my head, right. Driving away from negativity.
And the thing about Lizzo that's weird to me is because I read that fucking the accusation thing.
Right.
And it seems like rock star shit, but we're in 2024 and you can't.
Yeah, you can't make people suck a donkey. Yeah, it's not cool.
I think it was suck a banana out of a stripper.
Okay. Her name was Donkey.
Yeah, but which would have been a cool story with Madonna in 1988. Right. I'm like, fuck, man. Prince was so cool. We motherfuckers eating pussy bananas. Lizzo would go on the radio and talk about, like, oh, I have a good time. Me and my dance, we go out and we do all this shit. You don't know what's going on in people's heads anymore. And I feel like that time has passed, man. Like, even rock stars need HR now.
Right. You know what? This stupid apology, not an apology, this stupid quitting, not quitting. This is more egregious than when she made all those dancers fuck donkeys.
I agree. Yeah. and that's why I stopped fucking donkeys with my fans. I said, this is enough.
Come on. What are you doing over there?
It's so crazy. Like, I can see a version of that story where there's other dancers who are like, time of my fucking life. Right. Like, Lizzo wanted to hang out with us. We went to the fucking club. We were fucking drunk. We were fucking watching strippers. This shit was lit. And then the other dancers are like, bitch, this is rape. You know,
I got into this business to fuck donkeys. Right. Now you go, hey, is it okay to fuck donkeys? Well, no, it's not okay. Well, you don't ask. You just fuck a donkey. If you get caught, you go, sorry, I didn't know we can't fuck donkeys. You don't say, hey, Lizzo has us fucking donkeys.
I got to look up the fucking donkey part. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I see that you're not deterred at all. No fact checking on this episode, guys. We got it.
I mean, somebody ate a banana. Who gives a fuck?
Appio, let us know in the comments.
under fake names.
Yeah, Shiva, I would never fuck a donkey in Germany.
Oh, Appia, sorry.
Appia, not Saudi.
Sorry. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. There's something about the A's and the names and the...
Saudi's going to show up like, I'm fucking a donkey currently, and it's your fucking...
Right. That's the big difference. My apologies.
All right. The conjoined twin story... This is when I missed him, to be honest, because it turned into a man version of the story. So it's all about sex and how the fucking goes.
Right. Instead of their math prowess.
Instead of who's jacking off it. Well, I had other questions.
Okay, please.
This is a marriage.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, what's up with the insurance? You know, like, how does that work? So if the woman that's not my wife half gets sick, right. Do I got to pay for that shit? Because that don't feel fair to me as the husband, you know? Yeah,
if you when you give me a test to see how much insurance would be, for example.
Yeah.
Or, you know, life insurance for sure. Are you taking just from my side of the bloodstream?
Come on.
Yeah. It's this bitch who smokes.
Come on. She got a cold. That ain't got nothing to do with us.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I'm sorry your sister is sick, but come on now. We going out. We made plans. Right. What's up with vacations? Am I paying for your half of the vacation?
One has to wear a mask. The other one's eating popcorn.
Right, yeah. Like, she cool. And yeah. then, like, yeah, if we go on vacation, that's a free vacation for you.
Right.
And a free honeymoon and shit. Nah, you should have to take something to be knocked out so you don't experience this with me and my bride. This ain't got nothing to do with you. It's, you know? Do they root for the same sports teams? Because that's awkward.
When we go on our honeymoon and they give us free cake or a free drink, like,
mm-hmm.
you don't get any, right?
No, right. She'll pay for hers. y'all share a stomach anyway. It's right. all going to the same place. Why it's got to go in your mouth? You got to taste it too? That's crazy.
Right. You're satiated. Think about it, right? There, done.
I got so many issues. Like, is she still on dating apps? You know what I mean? Like, is the sister like, I mean, you found yo man.
Right.
Who's saying my Mr. Right side ain't out there? You know what I mean?
They really got to keep a Google Calendar.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Like, that's way before you even get to the sex. You know, I'm on a double date. It's two dudes and y'all. And now this is weird. You know, he's looking at me weird because I'm holding your sister's hand. It's not your hand. It's your sister's hand. The fuck is he jealous about? That's crazy. They got a lot going on over there. What was the poll?
The poll was more important than that.
Yeah, of course.
Are you traveling out of your way to witness 2024's total eclipse?
No.
9% said yes.
Okay, good for y'all. Okay. Eclipse chasers.
Okay.
All right. You guys.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's boring, but they didn't make a movie about it. I'm just saying, guys, A24 didn't even make a movie about chasing the eclipse. This is, I mean, come on.
And they'll write about anything. By anything, I mean nothing, literally.
Yes. I checked all the porn channels. Nothing today. They did Easter porn, no eclipse porn. That's, I'm not saying get a life, but come on, guys. Spending gas on that. Right. Episode 3805, yes. Sharky Malarkey with Kyle Malarkey. Thompson. Was he an asshole?
No. I just want to think before I speak, you know.
No, I appreciate it.
No, he's a goddamn sweetheart, isn't he?
Salt of the earth. Yeah. Salt of the earth. This is what made me think of Lizzo, by the way. When y'all were going back through the history of Keith and the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the my name is Keith.
Yes.
And Salvia and drinking and all this stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, what if there's a world where all the interns do a class action lawsuit and then they say the stuff that we saw them having fun doing, but they said, they made us fucking get drunk and have fun. We didn't want to fucking have fun at the club and shit. Like, he made someone get a brand. Now, did they tell you have to get a brand? No, but I assumed if I didn't, I would be fired. No one can ever prove I didn't feel that way. Fuck these guys.
They made me assume that I need to get a branding taking up half my body.
They filmed it. These sick fucks. They filmed it. Then they did an episode. They said it smelled like bacon. Do you understand the emotional trauma? I need a million badillion fucking dollars right now. And then, like, I feel like y'all would, of course, feel betrayed by, like, what the fuck? And then as an audience, I'd be like, that was fun. That y'all were having. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the difference. That was before 2024. Now you get a new intern.
Sure.
Brandon's is over.
Sure. But also, Lizzo did. I was about to be like, Lizzo, you keep my secret, I'll keep yours. But Lizzo's parties weren't in public, weren't on camera. We didn't see this banana horse fucking. And that's the difference too. At least record it. Then you can act like they were in
it. We might see it. Like, I think let's wait till the trial evidence comes.
Sure,
that's fair. We're gonna see some videos. Okay,
that's why I wanted to be on the jury, just in case this came up.
Hey, listen, that's okay. I'll volunteer to be on the Lizzo case. That's gonna be good either way. But yeah, I don't know. It just made me think about that shit. Right. I was like, man, if I didn't know y'all and them, I'd be like, oh man, oh that was fucked up. But I was there. It seemed like everybody had a good time.
And luckily, we make children sign things too.
Exactly. And the one person that probably could fuck it up is dead. So I'm like, good. It's Gucci over here.
That's right.
But who, if they sued you, who do you think would be the best, like, court? Like, do you think McNally suing y'all would be like the best, like
who would have the best case?
Yeah, like not the win, but like the most salacious. Like, oh, the way they said it, maybe they did, you know.
I guess anything that's in a Keith and the Girl TV, I guess like that person would have the most claim to anything, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I've been thinking about this all week since the Lizzo thing and Kyle came on. I was just like reframing all of it in my mind. It's like, oh, they made me draw art. And I'm like, did they make you? Did they make you though? You couldn't have said, I don't want to do that.
They made me take his king size mattress home when I said I prefer the floor.
They wouldn't allow me to sleep in their house. Like, all right, guys. All right, Caitlyn Jenner is actually against Trans Day of Visibility being on Easter as well. What is Caitlyn's deal?
Glue back your penis then. Like, what are you, right? Do you even know what you've done?
Remember when the whole thing was, why won't the trans people let me be the spokesperson with my TV show? Why is everyone getting so upset? What did I do wrong? Fast forward, like, however many years it's been. Everyone was right. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
The other way. Like, you're a piece of shit. It's like you transition to be a piece of shit. Right. To be like, I'm the one trans person that gets it. And the biggest are right. Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
God. Fucking asshole. And then, like, on Twitter, they, of course, went and found the evidence. Caitlyn Jenner's been celebrating Trans Day of Visibility all these years. But this year, because Trump and the Republicans are trying to act like it's some new shit. Now Caitlyn Jenner's acting like it's some new shit. Like, I never even understand
Easter?
How this could happen.
On Easter? Anyway, bring out the bunny suit and the colored eggs.
Yeah.
You know when Jesus came off the cross and somebody said, you looks like you can use a nice egg.
Yeah. You know what would make this better? Chocolate. That's what this Lord and Savior is missing.
No, this is a special holiday.
Yeah, now that I think about it, how many of us only grew up with Easter and then got attached to it because of the candy and shit? That's probably it.
I don't think it was because of the Jesus.
Yeah, the story's
kind of fascinating. I don't remember being in church. You were a kid and you're just like, I can't get enough of this.
If we're being honest, the story's actually pretty fucking scary.
Right. Right.
They murdered a man, threw him in a cave. He came out 3 days later with fucking holes in his hands, like I absorbed all the sin. For all of y'all, y'all were all going to hell, but now, if you believe in me, you won't go to hell, and it's because I suffered. Y'all are welcome. Yeah, as a child, that just freaks me out. So then you throw in bunnies and peeps and fucking chocolate, and now I'm like, Easter's here! Yay!
He's the most he's the most loving God, but just every single fucking day, you can go... Yeah. Please, I'm scared of you. Can I have a bike? I've been scared of people. I never asked them for a bike. Are you really scared?
Right. Get some chocolate. Oh, okay. Right. All right. Well, shit. Please. Why'd you leave with the chocolate? So
did you hear this? This is not a true story. Did you hear the new Ghostbusters movie is getting low reviews? Because one of the ghosts is Jesus Christ. Very controversial.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Also, Jesus feels more like a zombie than a ghost, right?
That's what freaks people out.
He just comes out of the cave biting people and shit.
That's after the credits. That's why I stay. I'm going to stay a little bit after the rapture just to see what he's doing.
How many people left Jesus's cave early? Right. You know, like Marvel movie credits. They just feel like, all right, that's the movie. And then that one woman, Mary Magdalene, is like, no, you guys. 3 days from now, we get some post credits. Right. Nah, I got shit to do, man. I'll check it out on YouTube. I'm sure I'm going to explain. Right. I'll check it out in the New Testament. I'm sure they're going to explain what the fuck happened. But this shit's too complicated. I got to go to all these miracles? Fuck. Is it like Jesus' miracle run was like how we treat Marvel movies.
Right.
Like, oh, you didn't see Walking on Water? That's why you don't fucking get the loaves and fishes.
Right.
Man, you got to fucking go back to Walking on Water, man. Dummy. I mean, it was cool, but what the burning bush got to do with it? Oh, this motherfucker don't know the burning bush.
And then there's those weirdos like, hey, I've seen every single miracle. should I see this last one with the eight-headed dragon? Is it worth it?
What do y'all think? Y'all going to see it? I'm kind of out, man. Once they start doing TV shows, oh, it was too much. I also love how you brought up the point of we don't believe in those miracles anymore. So now someone's like, God told me drown my kids, and we're like, you going to jail.
Yeah, there's no fucking question, but every Sunday you're gonna nod your head at these stories. And our friend Chris brought up the great point. Think about how many people really read the Bible cover to cover. I know I tried cover to cover. Oh, I could not. Yeah. You know, we both know the stories, and but there's so much of the Bible you don't know. And why aren't you reading it? It's because you don't really believe in it. Like Chris said, like, oh, you believe in the person that, boom, can do everything all the time, literally all at once, made the world without fucking blinking an eye. What's his book? Oh, a book.
Right.
A book. Right. But no, this is his every fucking thought that he put into human beings. Are you? I hear it contradicts sometimes. It's God's book.
Right.
Who gives a shit if it's written backwards? Hold it up to a mirror.
Well, I'll read it when Trump puts the Constitution right at the front.
You'll read it when they add more to it.
Yeah, they put a couple songs on it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna fuck with the Bible then, the King Trump version.
Jesus sings, and I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, then I'm gonna fuck with it. Was America a thing we was allowed? I don't know, but he's God. You may have seen some shit.
And I gladly stand up and love you this much. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah, I love how you brought that up, just because we don't believe in that shit.
Right.
Cause if we did, we absolutely fucking would be like, if God stopped that one dude from stabbing his son to death, had to be some people he was a little late on.
Right.
Had to be some people that just he got caught up. I don't know, he's streaming a show, he's watching an A24 movie, a couple minutes late, you stab your son. His bad, but we can't send you to jail. Right. God told you to do that. That's
right.
That's crazy. What book did we make you swear on? The one that he wrote. Like, that's facts. It's in there.
And you know they don't read the whole Bible, or they would have read in there, like, no, God sees everything, not just in church. The rudest customers I've ever had was after a church brunch, meaning, you know, you can see how they're dressed and their little missalettes that they all came from church. And that's the war. You'd rather a hen party. You know what I mean? You'd rather a bachelorette party or something.
Don't get me motherfucking started. They are the worst tippers. Honest to God.
Yeah. And the worst attitude.
Yeah. Just because you give God 10% doesn't mean I get less. Like, right. That's not the rule when you go out to eat, motherfucker. Nice try. God, it's crazy. The way racist people feel about black people, who, in my experience, do tip, they don't feel that way about Christians. I feel that way about the Christian people. So if I see a Bible at a table, I'm like, I already know what this bullshit is. And then the worst offenders are the Christians that try to give you some sermon shit.
Yes.
Like, that counts as money. Like, here's a passage from Isaiah. No, pass me some money.
Right. And let me tell this to everybody, that there's nothing unfunny or unclever than this bullshit. Especially if you're a waiter and here's your gift, but even if it's on the floor or something like that. Oh, it's $25, and you open it up. You know what's better than money? Like, oh, it was wrinkled, the $100 bill, but it's not. It's a pamphlet that I open up, and Jesus is better. I'm like, oh, so we start with tricks.
Right. I hate that shit. It's sad that we both have had that happen to us, meaning that they do it enough.
Yes.
That we both know what the fuck that bullshit is.
Multiple times. And it's after these religious people have a meal.
You don't feel evil creating that?
Because you didn't put $25 next to fake $25.
Right.
That's what you did. And somebody else at the table left a cheap tip for everybody.
God damn. Ah, the worst.
Yeah. I hope they're in hell. And I hope what's burning the fire are those pamphlets. Yeah. Never stop burning.
He's throwing more fake 25s on the fires. Like, hey, so we got some more tips in, guys.
From far away, it looks like they're going to splash water on you on top. It gets closer. It's just little pieces of blue paper. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
The devil's like, don't worry, guys. The tip's on me.
All these pamphlets.
Ah! Yeah, I love it. But yeah, I thought that was cool. Oh, also like Cal talking about his family and stuff. He's so open about that.
Yeah.
I do love when he's like, oh, I'm sorry, brother, I'm gonna have to tell some of your story. And you're like, you're about to pitch his fundraiser. So
right.
It's out there. You know? Right. Like, go ahead, let's talk about it. But I don't know. Cal also just seems so sweet and grounded after all the shit he's been through.
Yeah.
Seems like he's had to go through a lot of work and stuff to do it. But I just thought, you know, his perspective on a lot of shit was real cool.
A sister overdosing, a mom that said his dad's convinced him that his dad's a pedophile when he isn't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find my eye drops today. I spilled my multivitamins, and then I hit my knee into furniture, and I was ready to end it all. I don't know how he keeps going with a positive attitude.
Yeah, I hurt my elbow at the gym, and I was like,
goodbye, world. Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I lived a good life.
I gave working out a shot, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I guess it comes to an end today, but he has a lot of resilience, yeah. So shout out to him. And then of course that girlfriend that he had that was like he had to go back to Canada, like this been through some shit.
Yeah. You know, there's something to a partner when they make you go to another country.
Isn't it? Okay, that's like some Ike Turner shit.
If you don't know what's doing, make sure you check out keithandthegirl.com/Kyle Thompson and you can catch up on him.
What was the poll?
The poll was you know, he's dealing with this as well. Having a transgender brother, Kyle is, I mean, having a transgender brother and, you know, family that, it was almost like the one thing Kyle didn't want to talk about, family members that obviously are voting for Trump, despite everything that's going on. Do you have immediate family members who hate your political beliefs? Was the poll 67% said yes. Immediate family members who hate your political beliefs. I didn't know it'd be that high.
Damn. That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, damn. This is one of the reasons I think people say it flippantly on social media where they're just like, if your family is, then just fuck them, don't do it. And I'm like, it seems like that number's got to be pretty high because people don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, if it was 10%, then people would be like, yeah, fuck them. But it being over 50%, this is why people are at the racist grandmama's house, because they don't want to give up their whole family.
And it feels almost more like Winchell factor. It feels like it's even more than 67% because take into account, now get rid of, you know, single kids.
Right.
With no brother or sister that can't relate to this. So the percent is even higher if you have siblings. But it could just be the parents, but siblings is a big thing to it.
And we're mostly only counting the good people who are doing the poll, right? Like people listening to Keith and Girl are probably on the side of more liberal ideas.
Right.
There's a shit ton of people that are on the side of like, if grandmama goes, if she don't like them, I don't like them or whatever. Right. Or just, I guess I'm Trump. Like, I don't want no problems. I like macaroni and cheese. Boom. Now you Trump. That's
right.
Ooh, that's pressure. Right. All right. Chew and A.
Yes.
148. Yes. Boner phone. With lots of guests.
Boner phone.
that was so good. Right?
That was Matthew, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch it at first either.
I don't know. I didn't know if it was a mistake at first or not. And I'm still not sure, but I like it anyway.
it's perfect. It's so perfect. Are more people showing up to the chats on Wednesday now that they know there's a slight chance they might be on Thursday's show?
I do see some people without their cameras trying to figure out what's doing. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Now, if one were to want to be on the Thursday show.
Yes.
I'm not saying you're playing favorites or whatever.
Right.
What kind of behaviors do you think would help them like get up the list? Like having your camera off. That's a bad sign. Having it on probably more helpful. Is there, you know,
I would say that in that regard specifically, I would say have your camera on.
Okay.
And talk sometimes so I can get a vibe of you in helpful. Any single way.
Okay. Okay. So,
right.
Okay. So if you're just hoping it's like a random lottery situation, guys, it doesn't seem to
correct,
be.
Correct. That's safe to say. Yeah.
If they beat you in poker, does that help or hurt?
It sincerely has no effect.
Okay.
Whether because okay. whether you take my money or I take your money, I'll remember you. So okay. it's yeah, that it's fine either way. Play it how
you want. What if they email you a lot of threatening emails even though you don't respond? Does that help?
That does not help because okay. because that puts me in a worried or negative space. And then as that keeps happening, picture it's like, okay, listener, picture like somebody's doing something bad to you and they keep doing it. You know how it doesn't ingratiate them to yourself. And
that's what I found.
I kind of work that way too.
Okay, yeah, that's what I found that typically when people do mean things to me, yeah. I'm not
receptive to hang out. And receive more of it. What I'm getting is already what I'm getting. I'm not going to go out of my way and get more.
It's crazy how we all work that way.
Now, like, give it time. Again, this is a big transition with Keith and the girl.
You know, because you don't want people that are just like yes men and women. You want people that can kind of like have their own opinions. But maybe not, you know.
Just right now, be nice. Yeah. And then in the future, I'll see what kind of, you know, I mean, maybe you're like, Keith, you said you'd never rate your dad. Hey, I don't know. Things change.
Right, yeah, exactly. Look, him and his dad are talking now.
Yeah, apparently we're talking.
Who saw that coming other than Keith? Nobody.
Absolutely nobody.
Zero people. have you ever thought about getting actual people from the past, like Dina? Remember Dina?
Yes, I do. I'm making a note right now.
No, yeah, because I wonder what Dina's up to. She was a mess, and I loved her.
Yeah. She's probably I mean, how many years ago was Dina? And she was making like $90,000 being a pharmacist. Like, she's probably like Dr. Fauci now.
Yeah. how much money would you pay to see Dina address the country as Dr. Fauci? Right.
You know what's tough? What's tough is now I gotta. All right, guys, we're trying to find somebody. Here are your clues, Dina.
Yeah. <All right. laughs> I mean, I don't give a fuck. You know, you want to smoke? If you want to fucking do bleach Dina or whatever,
Dina did asked to do, and we are happy she asked to do a advice segment sometimes on the shows, and until we ended up doing it weekly, and. We go, okay. And then most people want advice on relationships, it seems. Right. It's like, hey, what do I do with this guy? You know, he took the last pizza slice and we agreed he'd save it for me. I don't know. Fuck him. What the fuck do I know? I'm divorced. Like, oh, this was your idea, Dina. I don't fucking know. I got my own problems. Yeah, we got to talk to Dina again. Absolutely.
I miss Dina. Yeah. I unfortunately cannot mark myself safe from the great Roadhouse 2024 watch. I saw it. Karen saw the last 10 minutes, which means she basically saw it too.
Right.
God damn. It's so bad. And the thing is, I'm not sure the original is quote unquote good. I just feel like it was of a time when we understood it didn't need to be good to be good. Like this movie was missing everything that you needed to be. And I think it's just stuff you don't put in movies anymore. Like the homophobia of like, I fuck guys, better looking guys like you in prison or whatever. You're like, where's that guy in this movie? There's no one's like, it's Florida. No one's racist. No one's a bigot. Right. No, everyone's like they're bad guys, but all the dialogue of fighting is like, "Hey man, leave him alone." No, fuck you, bro. No, fuck you, man. I'm like, this is fucking terrible, and it feels terrible to say like it needed evil people that did evil shit, but instead you put an evil person in it. He can be you can put a guy who's accused of multiple sexual assaults in your movie. But you have a movie where the bad guys don't do stuff like sexual assault. It's a crazy idea. I hate Jake Gyllenhaal did that shit, but
balls, by the way, and I guarantee he produced it. Balls to get? I'm going to take a classic. Even no matter what it is, I'm not saying this is Casablanca, but to even say I'm going to redo. Total Recall.
Right. Which is
like what balls?
RoboCop. Stop.
Yes. Those were great. They fit there. What are you gonna? And then when and again, were, no one's and, acting like it's Gone with the Wind. That they're saying right. that
it was of it. A perfect
it to work.
There's very few movies like this.
You can't but
they
win.
Do exist. Right. They
new
they
actor. A perfect you won't
time.
Win. Yeah.
There was a perfect time where you could do that silly shit. And we as a country had decided it was fine.
Right.
You know, like trying to redo it, you have to go back to when we all were doing cocaine and right. wearing fucking
right.
tuxedo t-shirts and fucking, you can't get it right. back, man. It was, but nah, I mean, and I love Roadhouse, you know, Pain Don't Hurt. That's like, it's one of my favorite, like
right.
kind of those movies. You got your work cut out for you, man. Just leave it alone.
Point Break, they remade pieces of shit. All those are pieces of shits. And I'm not one of those purists like that, but they all happen to suck.
And the only way to actually make it good is to understand it's bad.
Right.
That's the only way. Now, we lucked out in the 80s. They didn't know, but they still made a great movie. They were like, right. we're making cinema. And you're like, no. But right. please, more cocaine and just random shots of like women running around with their titties out for no reason, like every 80s right. movie. Like, we just let the shit slide. You do that shit now, man. There's going to be a fucking write-up in the fucking Hollywood Reporter.
Well, they even, you know, the sequels are what they are, but the remake is a new person saying yes. going back to the reals, thinking you can do it better. I was a Freddy Krueger fan. That when they redid that Nightmare on Elm Street, mm-hmm. they tried to get rid of the things you can't say, you know, like yep. like yep. you're going to kill a black girl and go, dark meat.
Right.
but now you take that shit out and it's almost like it's supposed to be a real life horror, this Freddy Krueger.
Yes.
I was bored shitless. And the actor's
gritty?
Good. He's Rorschach in The Watchmen. Yes. He's a good actor. That was a
I don't want
shit.
No gritty yeah. fucking Freddy. No one wants gritty Freddy. We want, right. want Freddy doing stand-up on these motherfuckers, man.
Right.
Remember when he turned his hand into drug needle?
Yes.
The dude's skin was like... Yeah, opening up
because the wounds were trying to eat the needles and then
yes.
then he stuck the needles into the woman's arms. Yes. Oh, come on.
Now you do that, some critics writing some shit about like drug abuse or something. Like, I just don't try it. Don't what could you gain?
Right.
The best thing that could possibly happen is you make about the same level of quality movie as the first.
Right.
That's if you did a good job. We're like, oh, we like that too. There's no, it's fucking dumb, man. I hate that shit. But
they do. If you do a remake, do it like have like five new characters. They're at a party and they're watching the original, and then you see
yes.
like both of those things happening.
Yeah. Oh. You know what else would have worked if they would have done a fucking retro? Like you set it back in that time, so it looks like that. Then you do all the shit you're not allowed to do today. You just right. do it again, but it's okay because like, no, it was a different time. It was the right. 80s. You didn't understand. Of course that guy did cocaine off. Jake Gyllenhaal had to do cocaine off of her titties. What the fuck? Well, you don't have a movie if you don't do that. But if you said it in 2024, we're like, I don't want to root for this guy.
It keeps during certain seasons, blinks on the screen. 1984. Don't forget.
They just keep reminding with all the dialogues. Right. Like, yeah, I just came from a Wham concert and I was
seeing that it's 1984.
Yeah, being that it's 1984, you know, I hopped in my 1984 DeLorean and
somebody's race. It's like, I wonder if I'll talk like that in 85. Anyway.
Yeah, probably not, but it's 84. It's 84. So I'm gonna call these black people some slurs, dumb, get off the stage, and then you punch me in the face, and that'll be fine. You know what else is funny too? What also made it work is if he wore like the tight jeans Patrick Swayze wore.
Yes.
Like they needed to go all the way. Just God, I wish I had power. You know, like I wish right. I had power in the world, so I could be like, I could walk in, look at the script, look at everybody, and be like, guys, we're not doing this shit.
Right. Even the beginning of the movie. So in the original, he has a car, and he has yes. money, and yes. The bad guys keep breaking his car, and he keeps taking it to the mechanic. The mechanic's like, at this point, I can sell you a car, and you'd be saving money. He's like, I love my fucking car. They keep breaking it. They keep being shocked. It fixes itself like Christine. In this one, it starts. he makes some comment about loving his car that's really forced in there. And then his car ends up getting hit by a train, and I go, I see what you did.
Yes. At first, also, what is Post Malone's career? What is happening?
Right.
Because Post Malone is in this movie as the guy that beats everybody up at the fake fights in the street or whatever. And then, of course, Jake Gyllenhaal shows up, pulls off his shirt. We see the cum gutters immediately. We're like, this is not a guy to fight. And then Post Malone, who has like a beer belly and shit, is like, I'm not fighting him. I'm out of here.
Right.
What is his career? He's done country music, rap music. He's in movies now. What? He's got his face tattooed. Why are we allowing him to just do stuff like he's a normal person? We should not be messing with this guy. I don't know what his deal is, but it's just, I don't know. I don't like how he's able to just fly around.
You
know?
Well, he's a producer too.
Oh, that makes sense. I bet that's got to be it. He wanted to just be in Roadhouse. Right. This motherfucker. Anyway, Conor McGregor is excellent and the only part of the movie that's any good, which is sad because he's a terrible person. But
And him walking around naked and yelling at everybody. I think that's improv.
Yeah, I don't think he had a script. Mm-hmm. And then someone told me, I was doing a movie review, and this J.L. Calvin, a comedian, told me he did punch Jake Gyllenhaal in the face for real one time.
Right.
And so every scene they filmed after that, Jake Gyllenhaal would start the scene with, hey, remember, don't hit me in the face.
I believe it.
Right. And I'm like, that because that dude has a history of not knowing when to cut it out. So I believe he would punch Jake Gyllenhaal in the face and like he thinks it's a cool story.
Right. Brock Lesnar, famous MMA guy, then went into wrestling. And I happened to see when he introduced himself into fake wrestling, he was fighting John Cena and they're talking shit. That's obviously planned. And then they go to hit each other and you see John Cena's bleeding. And I don't think it's one of those, the wrestlers.
Yeah,
I think exactly. Brock Lesnar, an MMA fighter, forgot where he was for a fucking second.
Right. Because it's you hit more people than you haven't hit.
Right.
So it's some point is muscle reflex, dog. But that movie was shit, though. You're right. I can't. What a waste of time.
I had to quit. I had to quit asking Conor McGregor his high and low. I started feeling like an accomplice. He's like, well, I was trying to get gas and forget it. Someone was an asshole, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Conor McGregor. Mm-hmm. Always a reason. And then last week on Keith and the Girl, great job to the studio audience, Karen. She killed it as always.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. And keep the audience on your side. Good thinking.
Listen, okay. I thought the audience had to go to the chiropractor, but apparently they don't today.
Oh, that's good. So I mean, it's good how close you are to the audience.
Yeah, you know, we like to take care of our audience here.
Right, so, that's good.
Wait, the audience just took off their headphones as if they have to leave, as if they've been reminded that they're late for something. So maybe the audience is going to the chiropractor. And in the spirit of A24, let's go ahead and wrap this episode up. Keith, I'm asking you to do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you leave 30 seconds of blank space at the end of this? I would like the audience to make their own ending. So if you're listening to this in your car, whatever, say whatever the fuck you want to the last 30 seconds. That's how this episode of last week on Keith and the Girl ends. I'm not even going to say last week and KATG. You got it from here on. Here's 30 uninterrupted seconds to do your thing.